I really wanted to celebrate as opposed to commemorate with this project. And some of the things that I wanted to focus on were, of course, the progress and a more hopeful healing stance as opposed to, you know, dwelling on the tragic events of some of the things that happened back in 1963. I wanted this album and the spirit of it to have a different feel to it, a more jubilant, uplifting feeling.
The one mournful song I would say would be the John Coltrane tune, Alabama.
Sure.
Why'd you pick that?
I picked that one because, as I said, you know, you can't really have an honest discussion about things that happened in Birmingham without addressing that one tragic event, I think, that kind of propelled the civil rights movement, and that was the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church. And John Coltrane just really embodied, I think, everything that was going on, the feeling in the country at the time, one of sadness and disbelief. And, you know, in that particular song, Alabama. Right next to that, I made my own statement with a song called 4-4, which is spelled F-O-R and then F-O-U-R. It's dedicated to the four young ladies that lost their lives. And that was really my statement on what happened. And the rest of the record, I wanted to reflect, you know, okay, we've experienced that, you know, in some ways it brought us together, I think, as a city, and more determined to be better than what people thought we were. And I wanted to celebrate that. People are more the same than they are different. And we oftentimes focus on the differences, so much so that I think we miss that fact. We all want the same things, you know, in life and with our families and individually and in our communities. And that is one thing that I discovered, is that we are more the same than we are different. And to that end, I think that it's really important that we realize that and work together to make our city and our state and our communities better.
The cover is rather dramatic, with you in silhouette somewhat standing in front of the marquee for the 16th Street Baptist Church. Then you open it up, and the colorful images of the children there.
On the last song on the record, there's a statement from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, where he talks about little black boys and little black girls holding hands with little white boys and little white girls. That's what that symbolism is all about. The outside of the album is black and white, and then you open it up and there's all these beautiful colors and these young people's beautiful laughing faces. And, you know, it's like, this is what we want the future to look like in Birmingham. I can truly say that I've seen a tremendous amount of progress as a citizen of Birmingham, and I know that we've come a long way.